It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, from the White House to the White Pillars Museum in De Pere, we'll explore a collection of presidential artifacts on display here in the state.
First, with another election victory now in his rearview mirror, Governor Scott Walker is beginning the process of laying out his agenda for his second term. He'll do so with a larger and more conservative Republican majority in the state legislature.
And some of the leaders in the legislature are eager to get started, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. In a recent press conference, he laid out his priorities for Assembly Republicans, including tax cuts and an expansion of the state's voucher school program, among other things. Whatever ends up happening, any legislative action will come under closer scrutiny than usual as speculation over Governor Walker's presidential aspirations heats up.
Joining us now to talk about the state's legislative agenda is Mary Spicuzza, state government reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's take a look at the new state legislature. It's the same party in total control, but with a stronger majority this time. How would you describe the new power differential in the state Senate and Assembly?
You know, Speaker Voss was obviously very happy yesterday during his press conference. His majority expanded. They had 60. It looks like they're now going to have 63 seats. But I think the real difference is going to be in the Senate, where they expanded their majority. Republicans now hold 19 compared to the Democrats, 14. So that's going to make a difference in that, you know, before there would be one or two Republicans who didn't support something and they could really block legislation from being passed. Now, with that broader majority, it seems like Republicans really see that a conservative agenda will have virtually no obstacles in its way.
You mentioned some high spirits with Speaker Voss. What's the general mood among state Republicans as they look at their to-do list?
Gosh, it was almost giddy yesterday, I would say. They were, you know, just they obviously are excited about the election results and say they're ready to get back to work. I think things could get very busy here as early January, right after everybody is sworn in and they're going to take off for the next session. Speaker Voss is, you know, he really has already like a, you know, his written list. They were calling it the Assembly Republicans' plans for going forward. They put out a packet of quite a few details, drug testing for benefits, overhauling the GAB. We're still not entirely sure what that's going to look like, changing the how secret John Doe investigations are conducted. Obviously, they want to continue pushing for tax cuts, both income tax and property tax cuts. But he really laid out quite a number of things that they want to tackle among Assembly Republicans. Senate Republicans were still waiting to hear. I asked Senate Majority Fitzgerald about it yesterday, and he said that he really wanted to meet with his caucus to talk with them about their priorities, especially because they have so many new members. So he really didn't want to lay out an agenda. But Speaker Voss is pretty clear that he is ready to go.
Now, I want to get your take on a recent quote from Governor Walker. He said, we're going to be even more aggressive now. And some analysts would look at, you know, the past couple of years and say he's been rather aggressive. If you look at the Act 10 legislation, for instance, what do you think a statement like that signals for what's ahead?
You know, I think in terms of school vouchers, for example, there were Republicans who took issue with just kind of unlimited school vouchers. Senator Ellis was clearly one of them. With him gone, I think that conservatives really feel like, you know, even if there is a Republican or two who doesn't want to see that expansion happen unlimited, that it really won't matter because they'll have enough of a majority anyway. So I think that they are really seeing this as they can now move forward, and there really isn't going to be a lot stopping them or even slowing it down.
Now, the state's going to be dealing with a budget shortfall, it looks like, and that's probably what state legislators are going to have to tackle first. What do we know so far about how they're planning to get a handle on that, on the budget deficit?
You know, I think, again, Speaker Voss, Governor Walker have both said that they feel like that is just a projection, that $1.8 billion budget shortfall, that they feel like that's assuming there's not going to be any growth. They seem to be confident that there is going to be growth, and so have been, I don't want to say dismissive, but have made it clear that they're not too concerned that that $1.8 billion is going to come to pass. I guess we'll just have to wait and see, but I think Democrats have pointed to that as a sign that things are going to need to change and that they have some concerns going forward.
Now, you mentioned briefly some of the initiatives that the GOP is going to be looking at in the state. One of these is from Governor Walker. He said during his campaign he'd like to start drug testing for people who are getting public benefits. Is that one that you see being on the top of the list?
I do. Speaker Voss mentioned it. Governor Walker's mentioned it several times. He, you know, in his his victory speech the other night, he talked about wanting to move people from government dependence to true independence, and he feels like drug issues might be standing in the way of people getting jobs. I think critics would say that it's more of a punitive measure, but we'll really have to wait and see how he wants to implement it. It has been blocked elsewhere. A judge in Florida found it to be unconstitutional, and so we'll have to get some details about how he wants to implement that in a way that it wouldn't just be immediately blocked by the courts.
There's also been growing discontentment about the Common Core among Republicans. What kind of action do you expect to see in that area coming up?
You know, I think that what we're going to see is they've talked about replacing Common Core with educational standards that were developed in Wisconsin. There's a lot of critics of Common Core among Republicans and conservatives, and I think that we're going to pretty quickly see a move to try to replace Common Core with other educational standards.
Speaker Voss has also talked about reforming the Government Accountability Board, as you mentioned a little while ago, and changing also how John Doe investigations in the state are handled. Do you have a rough idea of what Speaker Voss has in mind about that?
You know, before the elections, it really sounded like he wanted to have Kevin Kennedy fired as quickly as possible, and basically it sounded like it was going to be a pretty dramatic overhaul of the Government Accountability Board. It seems like, I don't want to say that he backed away from those statements, but they did not seem as pointed yesterday in his press conference. So I'm not sure if they're still working out the details of how, you know, what they want to see changed at the Government Accountability Board. He said that he feels like it isn't as nonpartisan as it should be, that obviously Republicans and conservatives were pretty unhappy with the way the John Doe investigations have been conducted. And but I think we're trying to get some details right now of what Republican leaders want to see differently at those agencies.
Now, as a lot of analysts are saying, Governor Walker looks to be poising himself to be a presidential contender in 2016. What does that mean about the line he may have to walk between balancing what's best for the state and what will get the most attention for a presidential bid?
Yeah, I think that's certainly something that many, many people will be watching. I think that he's going to be under a pretty bright spotlight over these next coming months until people know whether he's running or not. I'm expecting a lot of will he or won't he stories coming out. I think that, you know, certainly his critics are concerned and have said that they are worried he's going to be thinking more about a presidential bid and what will look good for appealing to national conservatives than doing what's best for Wisconsin. Certainly his supporters would disagree and say, you know, he is solely motivated by trying to make Wisconsin better, and that he, you know, other people are only naming him because he's been so successful here, and that they want to see that success brought to Washington. So I think this is going to be one of those partisan splits, and I don't think they're going to agree on what his motivations are.
Okay, Mary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Mary Spacuzza, state government reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. She joined us to talk about the state legislature's upcoming agenda for the next term.